live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. It's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. Tonight is September 11th. That's the day that everybody's been watching sappy news and everything, but today we're just going to talk about games, skip past all that other stuff. It's been 5 years, and, well, you watched it for the rest of the day, so time to move on. I've got Ara next to me, as always.
Hey, what's up, Alon?
Behind the glass over there is Andrew the Engineer, the famous, the phenomenal. You don't have a sound clip ready for yourself, Andrew? There it is. All right, and today, a very special introduction. We have four guests, even. Wonderful lady that I work with during the day, Cindy, has brought her three wonderful children in today. And we're going to have a very special segment, or a couple of segments today, where we talk about their gaming habits and, you know, what Cindy knows about them. So I want to have everybody introduce themselves. All right, starting from my right, what's your name?
Mercedes.
Mercedes and?
David.
David and?
Sean.
Mercedes, David, and Sean. All right, don't expect me to remember those because I'm really bad at names. But thank you for coming on. We're going to keep you guys quiet for the first segment while I talk about my own stuff because I'm greedy like that. And then second segment, we'll talk about everything else. All right, so everybody stay tuned for that. And if there's anything you want to bring up or talk about, feel free, of course, to call in at 866-536-1100. Of course, that's if you're listening live. If you're podcasting, you probably don't want to call because you'll just bug the board up in the middle of the day. Now, Ara, very special thing happened to me yesterday.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure if you're aware, but I've had a PSP for a long time, the old PlayStation Portable. You might not have known because I've never used it.
Yeah, and how many games do you have for that PSP?
I got it with one game. I actually bought it off of a listener of our show.
That's a really interesting coincidence because I have one PSP game as well.
Do you have a PSP to play it on?
I actually have one of those too, although I think I bought the game before the PSP.
Interesting. What game do you have?
Yeah, it's
didn't
called,
you get rid of Lumines? Did you have it and then get rid of it?
You know what? Actually, I had three games, but I sold two of them. So the one I'm left with now is this this Japanese game that's called Go, which is a board game.
We know what Go is. Well, but, actually, I bet a lot of our listeners don't know what Go is.
Yeah, but they're probably really confused right now. But basically, I think it's the greatest game like in the universe.
And, better played on a board, I think, than on the PSP. Unless
right.
You play over Wi-Fi.
But if you need your fix, I mean, you need your fix.
Understandable. All right, so here's what happened to me. I've had this PSP this whole time. And then the past couple weeks, I think on like September 1st or 2nd or something, they released a handy-dandy little downgrader for the PSP. So I was able to go from my PSP version 2.71 to a grand old original edition version 1.5. Now, for all you wonderful listeners out there, I'm sure that at least a few of you have done this very same thing or kept your 1.5s fresh when you bought them. That means you can do a whole bunch of stuff with the PSP that you can't do after Sony stops you from doing all the wonderful stuff when you upgrade. So I'm very excited. Unfortunately, this just happened yesterday. And I don't know if I'm being cryptic here on purpose or just for a lack of time. But I want you guys who know what I can actually do with a 1.5 system because I'm not that very well educated yet. I knew that I wanted to do it, but I wasn't quite sure why. It's important that you send me an email. You know what? Send me attachments. Send me software. If you want to send me emulators, if you want to send me homebrew stuff, whatever there is, send it in an email. It's small enough to fit, and I will give it a shot, especially if it can run on a 32 meg memory stick, because that's all I've got right now. But I know that I can do stuff like play old ROMs. And,
yeah, I think you're going to want to buy one of those bigger memory sticks.
Homebrews and stuff. Yeah, I'm very excited about all the stuff that I can do with it, because apparently there's nothing legitimate that you should actually be doing with a PSP, just homebrew things. So I was very excited when I ran it last night, and it worked. I got the big old red screen, and anyway, I'm just giddy with the idea. So moving on past that, some other things happened this past week. I got a great email. You read my email earlier.
I was impressed.
Right, now, I'm not going to read it on air, right, on purpose, but I got to say, it was talking about the PAX Chatterbox Treasure Box, which was last week's show. Now, whoever listened to the show live last week missed actually a portion of it because I had to squeeze it into, the 42 minutes or so that we can put on air. But it's actually about an hour long podcast. So if you only listen to the live one, which I expect is not very common, most people listen over the podcast, then you should definitely get the podcast and listen to it. But apparently people really liked it. So I'm very happy that people enjoyed it in person and that then even the people listening over podcast got a good fix, like
I
you were saying, your fix.
I think you should start a consider starting a political career, Alon.
Political career? How about I just have a weekly trivia question that I ask?
All right, well, that'll do.
All right. If maybe I had a prize to give away, it would be a more valuable trivia contest. But I don't have many. You kids are here, right? I'll ask you a question that might be simple to some of our audience, right? You've heard of the Mario Brothers, right?
Yeah.
And the two Mario Brothers names?
Luigi Mario and Mario. Luigi.
There you go. Okay. Do you know what their last name is?
No.
Do you know, Ara?
Okay. Well, you know, I've heard something, and I don't really think this is legit.
I mean, what do you think?
Okay, Mario.
Yes.
Isn't that ridiculous?
They are the Mario Brothers. Their last name is Mario. Yeah, Luigi Mario and Mario.
Now, was this? I mean, was this just invented for that movie that came out? I mean, is that one?
I don't know. I don't remember the origin. This is one that I didn't research, but I bet Wikipedia would have all sorts of answers.
Because I have the feeling that they didn't have last names until like some bizarro.
Well, Mario didn't even have a first name until they changed Donkey Kong. Like Donkey Kong originally, that's where Mario started out. You kids are a bit young for Donkey Kong, but you might remember seeing it or hearing about it.
Right, but wasn't he still named Mario?
He was named Jumpman, which is one of the trivia questions.
Oh, that's right. That's pretty hardcore, Alan.
You want to know hardcore is how we got the name Mario. This is great trivia for all you fans out there who want to trick your friends.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Wasn't he like some guy who worked at a warehouse?
Yeah. Do you know this because I told you at some point?
No, I actually know some trivia.
Man, because this is a tough one. This is like secret video game lore.
No, I read this. I don't know. Maybe it was, I don't know where I read it, a long time ago. It's like he worked at like some kind of warehouse owned by Nintendo or something. And
I don't know if it was owned by Nintendo.
No,
it may have been,
related
but I
Nintendo.
Doubt it. Here's the story. So Nintendo, they're like a trading card company. Back in the day before video games existed, they decided to get into the arcade game. That was a strange use of terms, right? Into the arcade business, video arcade business. And so they made some really crappy game whose name I can't remember at this point. It was a space shooting game where you're ships and you're shooting things and whatever. And nobody liked it. So anyway, they made a bunch of them. Nobody bought the game to put in their bars and whatnot. So they filled up a warehouse with all these games. And then our favorite friend Shigeru Miyamoto was given the job of taking the hardware in those machines and making a different game out of it. So here, make a game that doesn't, you know, not appeal to people out of this machine, and then we can rebrand it and sell it off. And he made Donkey Kong, and he made it with a character called Jumpman, and Donkey Kong was the lead character, right? Jumpman was just the pitiful little dude that you played with. And it turned out to be very successful. And so as homage, they named the character after the warehouse manager where the old games were being stored. And the warehouse manager was named Mario, so...
I wonder where that guy
Jumpman
is today.
Jumpman became Mario.
Maybe we can, like, interview him.
I wonder if anybody actually believes him. Now, I think there's actually multiple stories for how his name was made, but according to my research, done in my college days, so you know it was, you know, solid, rock-solid research.
Yeah, it's probably all just, like, a myth made up on some, like, drunken bar night or something.
Yeah, I certainly should have asked Shigeru the couple times I've met him, but getting English into his brain is really difficult without a translator nearby, and usually I'm sneaking over to him asking for an autograph rather than having a legitimate conversation with him. So, anyway, that's a bit of trivia for you and the rest of the folks listening. And, that's my little bit. I think we're about out of time here before we go to the second segment. But I'm going to remind everybody that we're going to talk about some very interesting stuff. During the second and third segments, we're going to have Mercedes and David and Sean. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, killer. So, we're going to talk about their gaming lifestyle. And we might even bring Mom onto the mic, although she seems fairly resistant. I've got a secret, though. You kids know, like, the most important thing in your mom's life is you, right?
Yeah.
Secret.
Of course.
Right? So if we want to get her on the mic, all I have to do is tell her that I'm not going to put you guys on the radio unless she comes on. And then she'll be like, well, I want them to be on the radio because I know they want to be on the radio. So then she has to come on. Right?
Yeah.
You got this down? Awesome. It's a deal. We got to work together on that one, though, because if you guys, like, pretend it's okay, then it's not going to work. So you really got to be on, like, cry. Temper tantrum, you know, the arms, the hands, the legs. All right. Good. So anyway, all right, anything you want to throw out there before we go to break?
No, I think we should go to a break and come back.
Right on. There it is. So we're going to be back after the break, 866-536-1100. If you're listening live, give us a call. That's toll-free anywhere in the U.S., and we will be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name is Ara.
And I'm Alon.
And?
And Andrew's back there not turning the music down. Maybe it's just so loud in my headset that I didn't think anyone could hear it if we talked. Thank you. Thank you very much. Before we start, I want to remind everybody that UET.edu, the University of Advancing Technology, is where you can go to learn more about going to that school, UET.edu, I mean. And that's where I went to learn about a little bit of the game design. And Ara just skipped right past all that and just decided to become a famous game designer without going to school for game design.
Well, I went to school for computer science because I'm a masochist. But
yeah. But now he's actually doing it. Actually designing games. Are you having a good time with that, by the way? The project you're working on now, which I'm sure you can't talk about?
Yes, they'll, you know, I'll get chopped up into tiny little pieces if they actually talk about it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's...
But generally speaking, you're having a great time at that wonderful company.
I couldn't imagine doing anything else in my life. I mean, just like, I go to work and I play with toys all day long. And it's not like, you know, playing video games, because it's a lot of hard work. But it's, I mean, for somebody who really loves it, I mean, it's basically like playing with toys all day long.
Killer.
It's very complex toys that crash every 5 minutes. But toys, nonetheless.
It's all those new PlayStation 3 development kits that I'm sure you've got, right?
No comment.
Oh, shot down. All right. So, as I said before, we've got three kids in studio here. Mercedes, David, and Sean. And their mother, Cindy. And so I want to talk about a few things. Now, do you have any questions that you'd want to ask, Ara?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of curious. I wanted to ask you guys. So, you guys like playing video games, right? Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of games do you guys like to play?
I usually play PlayStation games.
Uh huh. Like which ones?
Flat Out, Marvel Nemesis, basically a lot of action games.
Cool.
Right. Flat Out. That's a lot like the kind of games that your company produces.
This is true.
His company makes ATV Off-Road Fury.
We enjoy the Flat Out series as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard they were coming out with Flat Out 2. Is that true?
Yeah, Flat Out 2 is out already, actually.
Oh. They don't actually... THQ doesn't produce that, do they? Somebody else.
No, it is not a THQ game.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah.
All right, but it is a good game, I hear. Not that I've actually played it.
It's
I only play
cool.
THQ games. THQ and Rainbow games.
Yes. Well, you know that they make the best games ever.
Yes, definitely.
All right, well, how about you?
Madden.
Oh, we got to get you closer to the microphone, Sean.
Madden 07.
Madden 07. Now, which system are you playing Madden 07 for?
PlayStation 2.
All right, let's share the mic between the two of you, Dave. Dave and Sean. Put it, like, angle it. You can turn it. All right, right on.
Much better.
Sorry about the delay, folks. So, you guys have been playing sports games and action games. And remind me, Dave, your game of choice. What's the last game you played at home? Not Scrabble, like a video game.
The last game he played was Destiny Warriors 4.
Yeah.
Dynasty
wow.
Warriors 4.
Dynasty, yeah.
All right, so
that's a pretty cool game.
We've got action games, flat out, not very bloody, although you are throwing people across arenas in that game, and flying through glass, I might add. And the other game that you said other than that?
Marvel Nemesis.
Oh, heavy on the fighting with Marvel Nemesis. I mean, that's one-on-one. That's just killing.
Although very cartoony.
Yes, with superpowers.
Now, are we talking about the Capcom game? What are we talking about exactly?
Marvel Nemesis.
Marvel, no.
I think that's the EA very poor recreation of Marvel games.
Wow, I have not played that game.
I think. I could be off base. That's why we have callers to keep me in check. To let me know if I'm wrong about that.
Maybe they need to keep me in check, too.
All right, but Dynasty Warriors 4, oh my gosh.
Well,
heavy on the violence.
Well, it's...
You can kill horses.
It's a slaughter by the thousands.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you guys have that game in your house? Or is that a game that you were playing at a friend's house?
At our house.
Yeah.
I've got Dynasty Warriors 4. For the PlayStation 2, I'm betting?
Yeah.
Not for the Xbox. Is the PlayStation 2 the only video game system you have in the house?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Besides the computer.
Well, there's really no reason. If you've got a PlayStation 2, you've got every game you could ever want. Every type of game, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so then you're the Madden kid, right? You always got to have a Madden kid in the group. Playing Madden 07. Now, that one just came out. So you guys aren't struggling. You're not, you know, saving up your pennies for months and months and months to get this game. You got it right when it came out. Madden 7.
My dad actually has it.
All right, so he's a big fan of the games as well. All right, so like father, like son, and daughter. And what does mom play?
Nothing. She's really strict about the game. She basically doesn't do anything.
Yeah, she cuts down on the electronics.
Now, does she limit, like, you know, how long you guys play games for, or does she, like, not let you play games that you want to play?
She limits the time, like, only 4 hours of electronics a day, like any electronics, TV, radio, PlayStation.
How do you guys feel about that?
It really sucks.
It really sucks?
Yeah,
4 hours?
Now, yeah, 4 hours. Think about it.
That's...
You're only awake for 16 hours a day, and 8 of those hours is devoted to you, like, waking up and going to school.
Yeah.
So then the other 8 hours of the day, like, let's forget that you eat, and you get ready for bed, and, you know, you walk home from school.
Wait, do you guys go to school?
Yeah.
4 hours, man.
They don't just go to school. They go to, like, hardcore school, these kids.
Yeah, well, that was over the summer.
Yeah, it really sucked over the summer, because... We weren't doing anything, no homework, so basically we would play games. And
you gotta go outside and learn to go play in the street near the cars.
Well, it was hot.
It is. So then you're stuck inside.
And it's really boring.
That is
so
tough. But you can learn to work with wood, woodworking.
Yeah. Needlecraft.
Made a couple of boats over summer.
That's good, actually. In bottles?
No, sticks.
So I used to do origami.
Just like from scrap.
Yeah.
That's cool. Listen, whatever it takes. I think she's absolutely right to limit the time, because if you become a game junkie, or too much of anything, right, then...
We aren't game junkies.
You know what? I'm actually surprised, because 4 hours, like...
That's a lot.
That's a lot. You know? Like, I was thinking that you guys would say, like, she limits us to half an hour of electronics a day.
Are you aware, by the way, Cindy, that you can get special boxes that, like, turn off the games after so much time? Parental controls, you can set that stuff up.
Oh, why are you saying this?
Now you're giving me all the secrets. Well, during the school year, they only get to do gaming things on the weekends. But during the summer, when they were at home, they were limited to 4 hours of any sort of electronics.
Oh, okay.
Any electronics.
So when you're in the car driving somewhere and you're listening to the radio, that's half an hour.
Oh, that doesn't count. Not really. But now that you mention it, we might have a problem here.
That's like a free half hour, though. I'm working with you. I'm trying to give you guys more bang for the buck.
Well, I think that's pretty lenient, if you ask me.
4 hours is good. Now, during the school year, does that change?
No, it's still the same.
We basically have to do homework.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, 4 hours, because we're basically doing homework on the weekends and stuff, so...
Homework on the weekends? Hang on a second. No. You should be doing homework during the week. And then the weekend comes,
and
that's your time off.
We get a lot of homework, so we have to manage it and do some over the weekend.
All right, I can understand that. When you get older, you got some more work to do. But let's get back. I want to get back to this focus, gaming focus. So you're playing games. You're playing some games that are violent. You're playing some games that are non-violent. Well, football would still be arguably violent.
Yeah.
But not with the blood and decapitation and stuff. Dynasty Warriors, by the way, I don't think has decapitation.
It's not graphically violent, but...
You just, like, smack people and they die.
You are destroying an army of thousands of warriors.
Yeah. Now, there are lots of other games out there that definitely, I think, should be steered away from for the kiddos. Now, I'm curious. Right? Do you have Grand Theft Auto in the house?
No.
All right. But your friends have Grand Theft Auto. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Now, how many of you have played Grand Theft Auto at your friend's house?
I have.
All three of you?
Yeah.
All right. Mom, do you know what Grand Theft Auto is?
I'm guessing she doesn't.
Yeah.
I've heard about it, and that's why we don't have it at home. And they're not supposed to be playing it at their friend's house.
For the record, you wouldn't have actually have had to heard about it, because when you look at the box, it says mature rated for, like, sex and violence and drugs and stuff. Probably would be good enough to steer clear away from that, whether or not you've heard of it. But that's good. All right, so don't have it in the house. But did you know that they played it at their friends' houses?
A long time ago, though.
Oh, I think someone's in trouble here.
Mom's giving that evil smirk that...
Right. No, I didn't know they were playing it elsewhere, so we'll have to take that under consideration.
Interesting. Interesting how that is.
Again, I'm in trouble.
All right, so you've got your own games at home, which are violent enough. I don't know the rating on Dynasty Warriors. I would suspect it's an
teen.
M rating.
It's teen.
It may be teen.
That makes sense.
Dad, so...
So, does your father... Does he play along with the whole restrictions as well? Does he say, all right, kid, like, we're not going to get M-rated games in the house or anything like that? Or is it just mom who has to lay the smack down on
really
this?
He doesn't really get involved.
Yeah, he just, like, say, oh, I want this game for my birthday. He gets it.
All right, so he lets mom make the rules, but he probably can't get the games that are really bad for the kids either, right?
Yeah.
He usually looks at the rating.
Okay. That's good. That's responsible parenting. It'd be funny, though. Like, back in the day, there were only certain types of things that we would hide from the kids in the closets and stuff. I know when your parents aren't home, you go searching through the closets and things. Certain things they hide, right? Now it's going to be like Grand Theft Auto and all the games they don't want the kids to play. They hide them away in the special drawers at home. Make sure you get a lock for that drawer, Cindy. All right, we're going to be back after the break, talk a little bit more, hopefully a little bit more to Cindy about her reaction to the kids' admissions on air publicly. We'll be back after this, everybody. We're back, everybody. My name's Alon, hosting the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show, and co-hosting with me is Aura.
Yo.
And behind the glass is Andrew. And then we've got Mercedes, David, Sean, and Cindy, their mom.
Yeah.
All right, now we haven't got any calls about this, but that's cool, because I've got all sorts of stuff to talk about. In the previous segment, it was intimated to mom that the three kids, and what are your ages, by the way, Mercedes?
10.
And?
12.
And?
10.
10, 10, and 12. All right, so you all have played Grand Theft Auto, like the number one bad boy game, right? It's mature rated. You can spend quality time with prostitutes in that game. You can ingest drugs in that game, drugs with negative effects, not like pharmaceuticals, although I'm sure you can take those as well. You can take out your aggression on police officers with any means of weapon. Cindy is stressing out over this, by the way. I don't mean to put her in a bad mood, but it's interesting the effect this is having on her, just knowing that they've played it. But now I want you to take the mic, Cindy. Your kids, let's try to be objective here too. I know it's very tough as a mother to be objective when you're talking about your children. Your children, scale of good to bad, they're the good kids or the bad kids?
They're the good kids.
Okay, they're the good kids. I had a feeling you'd say that. They do well in school, I assume.
Extremely well.
And they take their responsibility seriously?
Usually.
Usually. But they've played this game, which you generally wouldn't agree with.
No. I would not have that in my house.
All right. So how do you feel about the fact that they've played it elsewhere, given the reality that you know they're good kids?
Well, I admire them for admitting it, that they have played this game.
Kids will admit anything when faced with an audience, by the way.
I'm learning that. I've got a few more questions I want you to ask them later on.
Oh, no problem. We got like 5 minutes left.
Well, I'm going to hope that they learned why I don't like the game. Maybe that's too mature for them at this point, but just knowing that they played it, now they know why I don't like it.
Now, have we actually discussed why you don't like it? Really, all I did was talk about all the stuff that's generally bad, but I bet they love all that stuff. Because that's what I love about it.
I don't like it for all the normal reasons of not liking it. Vulgarity, the promiscuity. There you go.
Yep.
Promiscuity, the drugs, everything that you had mentioned while we were at break. I don't like that.
Yep. Now, I'd like to ask the kids a question. You know, when you guys played this game, did you guys like it? Did you think it was fun, or did you think it was boring? What's your opinion?
Well, I thought it was fun. I didn't get to the part with the prostitutes or anything. I actually didn't know what I was doing. I was just, like, riding around motorcycles and stuff,
uh-huh.
Telling people to get off, riding away from the police.
Yeah, that's the funnest part, just
riding around. I didn't get to those.
Just episodes. Driving around? Do you guys do anything else?
It was fun.
No, that's all I did.
Shoot stuff.
Shoot
cars.
People.
So, you could shoot people?
Of course. So do you think that this game and other games and media has shaped your opinion of police officers in the real world?
Yeah.
So what is your general... When you see a police officer here in the Phoenix area, what is your first thought? You want to go talk to him, or you want to run away from him? Or her?
Talk to him.
Okay, and why is that?
To see if
they're lacking their job or...
No.
I mean, you don't have to necessarily want to talk to him about a specific thing, but you have this urge inside of you that says, you know, either, you know, flee, get away from this person, you would have a general view or idea in your head that you don't want to be near that person, or that you want to go to him for him or her for safety, right? And it sounds to me like you would go to them for safety, which is a viewpoint that your mother probably would share.
I guess.
You guess, but you're not sure.
No.
But you said that your favorite part of the game was shooting the cops and the other people, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that's interesting. Any ideas on that, Cindy?
I don't think he knows what to say. I'm afraid that he wants to say something that he's afraid you don't want to hear or make me upset.
I just want to hear what you think, and I think she wants to hear what you think, too. She doesn't want to hear anything fake. But it's interesting, the skewed... See, I'm trying not to skew your responses, right? All right, so Mercedes, you played this game, and you didn't know what you were doing for the most part in the game. And I have to admit, the game is sort of hard to pick up and understand where you're supposed to be going with it. There's a lot going on. But at any point did you think, wow, this game's really neat and different because of all the things you can do in it that aren't really like other games?
Not really. Besides just like telling people to get out of the car or get off a motorcycle or whatever transportation they're on. I think that's the only different thing besides that. Because like I said earlier, all I was doing was like driving around places.
Did you notice that your brothers seemed to think it was more interesting to fight the people? And you thought, and you're the girl, you thought that it's more interesting to just get in the cars and drive around and stuff?
Yeah, they're really into a lot of action, a lot of fighting stuff.
But in real life, how much fighting do you guys get into?
None.
When I was your age, I'd already gotten into a couple fights. I was always picked on a lot when I was a kid. But that doesn't happen to you guys?
It's not usually physical, but we diss each other a lot.
Oh, well, that happens all the time. Come on, you need that. You need that to grow. It's social behavior. That's good. Not really. But you know. All right, so fighting in the game is fun. Driving around in the game is fun.
Actually, I got another question for the kids. I mean, do you guys know that, you know, GTA, that is
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto is a big deal as far as, you know, it being, like, not for kids?
What do you mean about a big deal?
As far as, like do you guys, you know, when you go over to your friend's house and play it, you know, when the one time you did it a long time ago, you know, is it like, you know, oh, here's a game, let's play it, or like, oh, you know, oh, it's... This is GTA, we're not supposed to have this, you know, like watching like a rated R movie or like something that you know you're not supposed to be doing.
No.
It's not like we're trying to hide it
that.
Or something.
Yeah, because there are adults around and I wasn't trying to hide that.
Because the parents of your friends are okay with it. They're the ones who bought it for your friends, right?
Yeah.
All right, was there anything about this game that like, you know, you were really like shocked about or surprised about or just like anything unusual about it that stuck out in your mind?
Did anything strike you as, oh, wow, I bet Mom wouldn't like me playing this? That ever happened to you when you were playing?
No.
No, not really.
Well, sometimes if I would, like, drive away from the cops and stuff and I'd accidentally run over people, well, not really accidentally, but then I'd turn around and look and it'd just be like a pool of blood.
All right, let me ask you this. There were times, all sorts of things happen in your life, right, when you're a kid, in real life. Forget about video games, right? But you're walking along, and you're in a grocery store, and you take a piece of candy from the bins where they have all the candy, right? And you're like, wow, I'm probably not supposed to be doing that, but for some reason I have the urge, and I'm going to do that anyway, right? Not a good thing to steal, but like you know in your head, okay, not supposed to be doing that. When you're playing the Grand Theft Auto game at any point, did that ever... I know it's hard to even remember if it happened, but... Can you recall any point where you thought, ooh, this isn't good or this isn't right?
Yeah, the blood.
Yeah.
All the blood, because there's a lot of blood. Yeah, there's a game called Dead Rising. Don't get them an Xbox 360 for a few years, for the record. I was playing that this week. Good game. But a little bit.
He's heard of Dead Rising.
A little bit bloody.
Yeah.
Well, you should hear about these things.
Yeah. Why do you want it? What's so interesting about it?
Free play and stuff. You get to just basically pick up anything and...
It is a really good game.
Weapon.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Lots of zombies. And it's all zombies. You're never killing... Usually not killing people who aren't zombies. All right, you get lots of bonus points for killing some humans, but for the most part, you're killing zombies.
And the humans are evil, right?
Yes, they're bad.
And the zombies, trying to hurt you. All the zombies are evil too, aren't they?
It's always in self-defense. Almost, usually, most of the time, it's in self-defense. All right, so the kids are playing this game. They don't even realize, essentially what we're discovering is that they don't even realize there's anything wrong with this game. Mom, I want you to take the mic now. So they don't even realize there's anything wrong with the game. And really, I don't even mean to say that there is something wrong with the game. It's very subjective. It's up to the parent. And the parents of their friends, I'm sure, were the ones who purchased the game and think it's okay. But now you don't think it's okay to be playing this game, even though you know the kids are good kids and probably won't be adversely affected by this stuff. But you'd still rather them not play.
Right. Well, I don't know if they've been adversely affected. Just when you're asking the questions, do you realize this is wrong? They didn't realize it was wrong. And they do have a pretty good sense of right and wrong. But I think with the video games, you become desensitized towards the violence and the blood. And you also are entrapped. You know, they're fun, and you get involved, and you lose track of time and don't realize that maybe that's something you shouldn't be doing. It's not positive.
Yeah. But now other people view that, well, it's in a game. If you have that sort of aggression, then you much better to do it in the game than on the playground.
Well, I think that if you do it in a game, it will also spill over to the playground.
Yep, and that's a common thought around a lot of people. And there's actually been a lot of, I was going to say litigation, but that's not right. Right? There's a lot of political stuff going on these past months and year or so about restricting games from getting them into the hands of children and all that, letting them buy that and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the main reason behind most of the resistance to these types of...
But a common argument here is that parenting says, all right, the parent will decide if the game is okay for the kid, and I think the most interesting point is that your parenting says they can't play, yet they still got it.
Right, right.
We'll be back after the break, everybody, with a smart attack.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. My name's Ara.
I'm Alon.
That's Alon. And we've got a whole bunch of guests in here.
That's right. And they know, even though they're only 10 and 12 years old, that when they're ready to go to school to get a gaming degree, that they're going to go to UAT.edu to learn about the University of Advanced Technology and what it has to offer.
That's right.
That's what they're going to do.
You should get a cut from that. That's like three scholarships right there.
That should be. You know, I actually have a business proposal for them for how they should get into the scholarship game. But anyway, I promised a smart attack. So, ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Smart of what does he do? Nathan Smart, you know what he does?
I don't know. Smart Incorporated?
He does the Game Rag.
Oh, yeah.
I was just testing you. TheGameRag.com, everybody. That's Nathan Smart's website, or one of many. And Nathan Smart, what do you have to tell us this week?
Thanks, Alon. I'm at the airport right now in Cincinnati, and Microsoft Word just told me that I spelled Cincinnati wrong. And I spelled it wrong again. I've got 16 minutes left on my battery with no outlet in sight. There's a girl watching a DVD, but she isn't laughing. She's either watching a drama or any current comedy starring Robin Williams. There's a lady in front of me with a pink sweatsuit on, and she looks like she just ate some Willy Wonka gum with a strawberry smoothie as the dessert, and I guess sweatsuit has a space between the sweat and suit. Also, Wonka isn't a recognized word. There's also a guy holding a form sword, but not by the handle. He must have steel hands to be able to hold a sword by its blade, or maybe just regular flesh hands. I have 12 minutes left. My girlfriend is eating popcorn and loving it. I just finished an Oreo milkshake that was pretty tasty as well. Tasty has no E in it. 11 minutes. I'm sitting here in this airport with all this happening around me, and all I can think of, besides the fact that my girlfriend just dropped popcorn down her shirt, is Guitar Hero 2. They've announced an incomplete set list, and it's blowing my mind. Guns N' Roses, The Police, frickin' Spinal Tap. Can't wait to play this game, it's killing me. I'm really starting to hate previews. I wish I had no clue of this game. I wish I didn't know anything about it. I wish it would happen that I would just wake up, load up the internet, and bam, Guitar Hero 2 is now available. 6 minutes, and I'm running on reserve energy. I better start to wrap this up. I feel like this piece started out funny, but again just turned into another rant about Guitar Hero 2. Well, what can I say? I played the game at E3 and there was nothing else there that I cared about. Oh my gosh, they just did a report on CNN on how to protect yourself from stingray barbs. First, extra caution at the airports, now extra caution around stingrays. What's next? Extra caution around bottomless pits? Of course we should be careful. They're called stingrays. 1 minute left. Okay, back to Guitar Hero 2. I have 1 minute left to tell you about why this game is going to be so amazing.
Wow, looks like Nate ran out of battery power on his laptop. He couldn't even keep that recording going.
Man, I can't believe he didn't mention Rush.
I'm sorry about that. I gotta tell you, he's a great Guitar Hero player. We played together at E3. Yeah. There's a picture of us on our website.
Did like Geddy Lee like steal his lunch money one day or something?
I don't know what the issue is. Maybe that just didn't impress him.
Yeah.
All right, so we gotta move on. We've got a caller waiting. He's actually been wanting to talk about a very specific topic for the whole show, so I want to get to him. That's Michael. But for now, I have to say something more before we finish up with Cindy and the children here. I was trying to make a point. I think that's clear. Right. About games and what children play and what they have access to and how. The real point I'm trying to make, David looks distraught. We've got Sean over here, doesn't know what hit him, doesn't matter, he's happy as a clam. Right, Mercedes over here, she's like, haha, I told mom I played a game she didn't want me to play. And then Dave's over here, he's like, uh-oh, I'm older than the other two. I know that I'm not going to be able to play these games anymore. Mom's going to like have a checklist when she goes to meet the new friend's parents and be like, what's going on? But the truth is, you know, there's a million checklists you could have. It's a lot more important to be clear, you know. I think the closer their house is to the freeway is a lot more significant than what video games are in the living room. Because that presents a realistic danger. And the truth is that you've bred your children well, and you've raised them well, you and your husband together, I assume. And really, as long as your kids aren't crazy maniacs, I think they're going to be fine. I, for instance, played all sorts of crazy violent games. And look at me, I've only killed like 3 people in my lifetime, and most of the time it was self-defense, like in the case of the zombie game. So there's nothing to worry about. I don't think you should present that checklist, because then you're going to be the crazy parent. And they're not going to come over to your house. And then, you know, that would be the worst thing to happen. Because then they wouldn't be introduced to all the wonderful, happy flowers at your house. Right?
Right.
And so, remember that there's always that spectrum. And that when I asked you if they were good kids, you didn't hesitate. They were on the good side. Right? Mm-hmm. Let them play Grand Theft Auto once in a while.
Maybe.
As long as you don't see it, then you can pretend it didn't happen. And it'll make you feel safer, I promise.
Yay.
All right, Dave. You should still be able to get to play. All right, you guys want to say anything before we close up shop and talk to Michael on the phone?
Bye-bye.
That's a good start. And David?
Shout out to all my friends.
Word. All right.
Peace out.
Thank you, everybody. All right, so we're going to move on. We've got Michael on the phone. Michael from somewhere near us, am I right?
Somewhere not so near us.
Somewhere not so near us.
Woodland Hills, California.
Oh, that's not so far away from us either. All right, Michael, you are on the air.
Hello?
Actually, he's from Van Nuys. Hey, what's up, Michael?
And oh, love Van Nuys.
Hey, Alan.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm wonderful. So what would you like to discuss on today's show?
I guess R and I were talking about this series of Game Boy games from Japan called Bit Generation.
Ah, yes.
You've heard of these.
I've heard of them, but I've got to admit that now that you brought it up, I'm not 100% sure what they are. Aren't they just old... Like 8-bit games recreated?
They are... Actually, no. They are kind of these obscure... I'd almost say independently made, like, artsy games.
I saw one at PAX, and they all go for 2,500 yen, right?
They've got these real Spartan covers, don't they?
They're neat.
There's 7 in the series. I think Skip made all of them for Nintendo, except for one.
Who's Skip? And
Skip made Giftopia, which never came out here.
Is that Giftopia?
Huh?
Giftopia? Or Giftopia?
Giftopia.
Okay.
And they also made Chibi Robo.
Oh, one of Nathan Smart's favorites.
Yeah, and I think the only one that wasn't made by them was this game called Digidrive, and that was made by the team that made Star Fox Command recently.
Gotcha.
For Nintendo.
I played
that. So anyway, there's 7 of these games in the series, and yeah, they're all budget priced. They're about, I think, between $15 and $18 before shipping if you want to import them. And they're all really stripped down, simple concept games that on face value, most people would look at and just say, like, oh, it's like this could just be done in Flash or something like that to belittle them.
So is it the equivalent of, like, Xbox Live Arcade versus standard Xbox 360 games?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you wanna dumb it down, yeah.
I got to create an analogy for the American audience.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Right, although we have audience everywhere.
So, yeah, the ones I actually purchased myself after doing just a little bit of research on them were Coloris, Dialex, and Sound Voyager. And if it's okay with you, I'll just go through those three.
What I want you to do is choose your favorite and tell us what makes it the best one, because we're kind of limited on time. I don't want to rush you too much.
Okay. Sound Voyager is probably the one that blew my mind the most. And it's something I've never seen done before in a game. And basically what it does is its gimmick is it uses the left and right channels. So you have to hook this up to either some kind of stereo output right away, either headphones or a speaker system or something, which is kind of strange for a Game Boy game considering most of the Game Boy Advance hardware that exists was like one speaker. But, yeah.
Well, so this is a DS game, right?
No, these are Game Boy Advance cartridges.
Oh, okay.
But you could put them in your DS.
All right, keep going.
Anyway, so, yeah, it revolves around getting these little mini-games to center the sound channels, and that's how you play these games. So there's, like, one section is kind of like this sound slalom, and you don't get much visual representation on the screen. You kind of just have to play by listening. And you have to get this perpetual beat to sync up on the left and right speakers in coordination so you can guide your avatar that you don't really see much on screen and center the channel sounds, and then you'll hear like a little confirmation feedback when you pass it. It's a little tough to explain in words. But,
it sounds very intriguing, and Ara and I are looking at each other like, we got to get our hands on this. Did you get to play it when you were down in California, Ara?
No, unfortunately. Did you have it when...
No, I didn't. I got them like a day or two after you had...
Oh, you're such a bum, dude.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to wait until Ara leaves, then I'm going to buy these.
All right, this is what I was afraid of, that we were going to run out of time before we got to the meat of your discussion. If you want to call back next week and relive this earlier in the show so we give it a little bit more time, I'd be happy to have you call in next week. We got to say goodbye, so thank you very much for calling. We appreciate the call. And,
no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome. Hopefully we'll talk to you again. And thank you very much, Cindy, Sean, David, and Mercedes, for coming on in. Hope it didn't ruin your lives, kids. And hope it didn't scare you too much, Cindy. Don't go home and cry. And all right, we're going to be back next week. As always, everybody, chatterboxgameshow.com is where you want to go to check out our website. If you didn't already know that, thank you very much, Ara and Andrew, and we'll be back.
Been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your bass are belong to us.